Hello, everybody, and welcome to my podcast. Thank you very much for joining me. My name is Wendy Holden, and I am currently in lockdown at my home in Suffolk, England. Today, my podcast is called Counting My Lockdown Blessings. It's not every day that an author finds herself with not one but three books coming out in the space of 2 weeks, but that's exactly what's about to happen with me. Two of them are paperback releases of hardbacks published last year, and the third is a special new edition to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II. What should have been a triple celebration of this momentous milestone in a writing career spanning four decades, however, has turned into something of a nightmare. The coronavirus pandemic has effectively closed all bookshops and massively disrupted distribution, marketing, and sales. Up until 10 days ago, there was a European and Brazilian tour lined up, a TV interview, book launch parties, literary festival appearances, radio slots, public speaking engagements, and a creative writing course. Instead, as publishers and publicists, the media and festival organisers decamped to their houses to juggle homeschooling with the day-to-day running of the business we all earn our crust from, everything has fallen away. To add insult to injury, Amazon has told publishers that books are likely to be considered non-essential items, and it is threatening to shut off the buy button on all new titles from May the 1st. At a time when it seems to this author that books have never been more essential, the systematic amputation of almost every limb that moves the publishing process forward is potentially devastating. No matter how much I try to social media the hell out of my three new babies, the bottom line is that even the most loyal of my readers are likely to experience difficulties in buying them. And by the time the virus has finally burned itself out, those outlets that have survived will be inundated with a tsunami of new titles which will have been held back for that very moment. I realise that this is a first world problem and appreciate that I'm far more fortunate than most. Nobody I know and love has caught the virus or has died from it. I live in a beautiful part of Suffolk where we grow our own vegetables and can walk the dogs across the fields every day. I've worked from home for over 20 years, so the concept is both familiar and comfortable, plus I don't have young children to homeschool. My husband is an extremely capable smallholder and occasional builder and can keep us warm, fed and safe. But we do still rely on my income for what we have, and after 2 years of ill health kept me off work for months, what was going to be my bumper comeback year has become potentially our worst in decades. When my friends ask me how I can remain so cheerful and positive in the face of this latest catastrophe, I tell them that the answer lies within the very pages of the books I've been talking about. Two of them are Holocaust memoirs in which three young mothers and a teenage girl with everything to look forward to suddenly found themselves in unspeakable circumstances and in daily fear of their lives, having lost everyone they ever loved. The other tells of another remarkable woman who refused to accept the life that her country's archaic traditions expected of her, and she broke free to make a difference to almost everyone she met. It is these five singular women that I look to now, and whose experiences have marked me for life. Writing about them so immersively, I feel that I came to know them all so well, and only hope that some of their courage, wisdom, and resilience has rubbed off on me. If three pregnant women can defy the Nazis and give birth in the camps, if a young piano prodigy with hands broken by slave labour can go on to become one of the world's foremost musicians, and if a little girl who promised to build her father a hospital finally fulfills that wish after a lifetime of adversity, then who am I to complain? The stories of these women are timeless. They will not disappear. The books that chronicle their remarkable lives are printed and waiting for future readers to be inspired. As I embark on a series of blog tours, release readings, podcast recordings, and do all that I can online to tell the world about them with the help of some wonderfully supportive publishers, I am confident that the light each of these courageous women shines on our troubled world will not go unnoticed. Born Survivors, Three Young Mothers and Their Extraordinary Story of Courage, Defiance and Survival, published by Sphere on April 30th. A Woman of First, The Midwife Who Changed the World by Edna Adan Ishmael, published by HQ, May 14. 100 Miracles, Music, Auschwitz, Survival and Love by Zuzana Ruzhishkova, published by Bloomsbury, May 14. Thank you.